war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Sun Yi, remember her? Back in the 90s, Woody Allen was accused of having sex with his adopted Asian daughter. Then later he married her. Well, we got Keiko Light here. We got Aleister Crowley again. We got a whole stack of emails. Look how many emails I got right here. We got her asking for the cake of light and saying, we don't want the weak stuff. We don't want semen and women's menstrual fluids. I'm sorry I'm talking about this, folks. We want the checkerboard. We want the beef jerky. You know what that is, right? That's dead babies. Now you're starting to figure it out, folks. Now you're starting to listen to me. Now you're starting to understand what we're up against. You better pray to Jesus 20 times a day. You better get on your knees, because this is a real fight between good versus evil. Ugh. And the DOJ has made these files hard to search. Search 10 files at a time. And I blame them for the cover-up. And I've simply said to Congress, you got 500 members or whatever, the House and Senate, you have can get most of the unredactions. You need to get in there and start. Where do you want to start? These Woody Allen emails. We're delivering the sex slave to the Hyatt. Stuff like that. Good God. You want me to read this on air? I think we're coming over for lunch, they said Epstein, on Thursday at 12:30 p.m. possible. I would love to put in our Lady Margaret. And you could note, if for future reference going forward, that we would be wonderful, would like a checkerboard cakes, the vanilla crepe cake, and the red velvet. We do not like the coffee moat cake. Thank you for indulging me in this very detailed and psychotic cake request. I know I tend to be very thorough. Have a nice day. Meanwhile, Epstein brokered Rothschild bank deals. DEA ran secret probe into money laundering, gun running. It's all about the cake of light. Meanwhile, Mexico says they're going to sue Elon Musk for claiming the government's involved in drug dealing. That's like a fish suing somebody for claiming it swims in the water. Or a bird flies in the air or sits in a tree. Now you're starting to get where we're going here. And I've just done 3 hours and a couple minutes of broadcast, and I plugged one time. When I plug every hour, we bring in enough funds to operate. But when I don't plug, we don't. I'm the problem. When I ask you for help every hour, we get it. Now, whatever happens to InfoWars, it's coming to a head. We have the Alex Jones Backup Network, and I intend to not just be on air a few hours a day. I intend to be at least 19 hours a day. I think 5 a.m. to midnight is the way to go. And we will do it. We have the host. We're ready. The new studio that's bigger is being built. We have the backup studio. Only ingredient we need is your financial support to expose the satanic globalist network. I'll never give up. With me, you got a heat-seeking missile. You got a pit bull ready to fight. But I need your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And today, there's a big sale going right now for just a few days. You can get ultramethylene blue capsules or tincture for 25% off and get a bottle of ultramethylene red that's incredible for 50% off at TheAlexJonesStore.com. But check out all the Patriot apparel. Check out the knives. Check it all out. We need your support. We make it easy to support us with incredible products. Only way you lose is not supporting. Commit to the fight. Be the reason we're winning. Want to thank those that have supported. Want to ask the majority on the fence, what are you doing? These are great products, and we need your support. Take action now. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What a broadcast today. And there's still an hour left ahead of Harrison Smith in the War Room coming up in about 53 and a half minutes. Yeah, the CIA declassified documents about putting poisons in shots to brain damages and sterilizes. We have all the Satanism coming out. We have Venezuela and the Chi-Com trying to trigger a civil war in Mexico. We have all of this going on. And we have Mike Lindell in the Trojan horse attack area of Minnesota in the beta test of all this with incredible footage we haven't even gotten to. Maybe we'll air this while he talks. Irving, Texas, tens of thousands of Muslims chanting, waving swords, saying we're taking over, we're conquering you. Democrat pre-voting way above the Republicans in the primary coming up. This is crazy town. So yeah, I'm glad the hockey team won. Everybody's so excited. America won. Great. But in the real world, America is just basically treading water. And we now learn that Ghislaine Maxwell's sister has been running the FBI security key codes for all the FBI, all their phones, all their computers, and all the classified information. Christine Maxwell, this is so huge. So, Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, vindicated with his election fraud analysis, is here to talk about Minnesota as the epicenter to know what's coming next in your area, the election fraud that's been exposed, where we're going, what Trump's about to do now, because he is taking action there, the Islamic takeover, and so much more. True American icon, true American patriot, Mike Lindell, running for governor of Minnesota. You're in charge the next 52 minutes. Thank you, sir.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Alex, and thanks for letting me host the show for a while here.
Thank you.
You guys, I want to first get a plug for how your audience, Alex, has helped MyPillow so much. You guys were an employee-owned company, the most attacked company in the history of our country. It's called Arctic Frost. We were debanked, deplatformed, demerchant server, American Express went away, all these things that teamed up and just attacked. They attacked our vendors. They went after everyone. We were debanked at four banks, by the way, by Arctic Frost. Now, but how are we still standing? By the grace of God and all of you. So right away, I'm going to give you guys the best specials we've ever had in history. And what we've got, if you go to MyPillow.com/Alex, you're going to see free shipping on your entire order. We're doing free shipping today for every product we have, okay? I don't care what it is. Your whole order ships for free. That's on myself and my employees. But we have our, it's called our Mega 2. It's the second annual Mega Sale, you guys. What we have is our flagship products, our My Towels, $34.98, six-piece towel sets. You have the Giza Dream Sheets. I got right here, Giza Dream Sheets. Those are as low as $29.98. You have our My Pillows, $14.98 for the standard My Pillows. I mean, that's unheard of. And then you have our mattress toppers, 100% mattresses, 100% made in the USA. And we make all the products we make here in the USA. These are supporting my employees. But they're quality products. They help you get the best sleep of your life. Another one that I want to say too is we are moving factories. This is breaking news to you all. We are moving factories. It's 2 miles away to a brand new factory. We're in the process of that as we speak. And what we're doing, all the products that were there, we're discontinuing some. Our clothing line, we had pants, pajamas, shirts, sweatshirts, you name it, we're discontinuing that line to make room in our new factory, but up to 80% off. Promo code Alex. You guys, so all that, we're closing out our slippers, our My Slippers. Get those for $39.98. All these products, promo code Alex. I'm going to give you a phone number, you guys. 800-675-4614. That's 800-675-4614. These are people that speak English. These are my employees taking the phone calls. We remember, at MyPillow, we cover everything. We're our own call center. We're our own factory. We do it all here because we've been canceled. We don't have the box store, so there's nobody in between. It's right to you guys. The best products in history, MyPillow.com/Alex. And I can't thank you all enough. Today, we're doing free shipping. I don't care how much you buy or how little you buy, free shipping on your entire order. But I want to get on here and tell you all, and then also we'll get right to it too. I am running for governor for Minnesota. We're going to get into that today. I need help there. I'm going to go through how I'm going to win, but I can't win without your help there. If you go to MikeLindellGov.com, it's MikeLindellGov.com, and help out there. You can learn, check out what I'm doing, but donate if you can help out. This is, we are at the tip of the spear. In Minnesota, these midterm elections are coming up are critical. And Minnesota, myself as governor, is critical. And we're gonna tell a little bit why. You guys, let's go with Minneapolis. Let's go with Minnesota. You all know we're in the news. It's just where all this news started with the fraud. But I'm going to back up some. You go back to about 8 years ago, 10 years ago, in Minnesota. I'm going to talk about Sharia law. We had all of these, the Somalians, Islam, they're coming in here. And our companies here in Minnesota, that they wouldn't assimilate and they would, Sharia law does not, collides with our Constitution. Well, back then, if you said anything, you were racist and you were Islamophobia and all this other stuff. Well, one of our biggest companies in Minnesota, by the way, we might lose them now because we have the highest corporate tax of any state in the nation. But back then, this company is called Cargill. If you guys look it up, back in January of 2016, Cargill had 250 Somalians, Muslims working for them, and they all wanted their breaks, the breaks where they take their prayer, these prayer breaks, and it doesn't match what our laws say in Minnesota. So Cargill at the time, when they all walked off the job and said, "You either give us this, give us what we want, or we're walking off the job," and they did. Well, according to Cargill's rules, they had to give them 3 days. Said, "Please come back, please come back." They never came back, so they fired them all. Now, at that time, Cargill had to make a decision because they knew they were going to come after them because it'd be racist or whatever. Well, they settled for, I believe it was $1.5 million, probably worth every single dime. I bet you if you asked them, it was well worth it. But the rest of us in Minnesota that had factories and businesses, we were stuck. You know, because I couldn't go out 4-5 years ago, I went out and said, you know, Minnesota is the Trojan horse for this invasion and this Sharia law. I couldn't say it back then. A couple of times I mentioned, they're going, "Mike, that's really racist. You know, it's freedom of religion." Not when it interferes with our Constitution, everybody. It's not. You go over to countries overseas, you don't see like you're seeing in a video, like they did, I believe, yesterday in New York City, blocked off streets in Times Square. Other places overseas, they're in mosques. They're you're not doing it out blocking off streets and all these things. But I do want to say this. You guys all know I look at the blessings. I'm an optimist, you know. I look to God for my faith, but in Jesus Christ. But I'm also very optimistic. And one of the things with the fraud that came out in Minnesota, the biggest fraud this country's ever seen, if you don't count the biggest crime in history, the 2020 election, but if you count the The biggest fraud in history, money-wise, they're saying it's upwards of almost $25-30 billion now. If this, by this being uncovered, hey, what's just happened the last 2 months? It's okay to say, let's ban Sharia law. It's one of the first things I'm going to do when I'm governor of Minnesota is ban Sharia law. We have to. They don't, you can't assimilate. You can't have, we have problems in Minnesota. I'm going to backtrack now, like Minnesota, how we got here. You guys know that Minneapolis has some of the strictest protest laws in our nation. Everyone's going, what? You're kidding. Yeah, there's eight of them. There might even be more, but there's eight for sure. I've read them all and researched them. Then layered upon that is seven laws, Minnesota laws, and layered on that is our federal laws. So you have all these laws where protesters have to what? Follow the law. So you can't, in Minneapolis, you need permits to protest. When there's so many people or whatever, you certainly can't protest and impede somebody from coming down a sidewalk or a road. You certainly can't stand in the middle of a road and say, stop, you know. But Minnesota, because of our politicians, these evil politicians we have, and you're going to hear a lot when I'm going to be talking about them. I say evil. Keith Ellison, Tim Walz, Ilhan Omar, Mayor Fry in Minneapolis. And we'll talk about Amy Klobuchar to see if she fits that in a minute. What's happening here, you go back 8 years, and you guys can also look up this. You can fact check me on any of this. It's all true. You go back about 8 years in Black Lives Matter. I believe it was Black Lives Matter. 35W, it's our main highway. It's an 8-lane highway. It might even be 10 lanes. There's 4 or 5 in each lane. Goes north-south right through the heart of Minneapolis, from the suburbs through the heart of Minneapolis into the next suburbs. It's our main road. If you can't take that, you're going around the cities. They blocked it off. They let protesters block off both sides. My pillow back then, we couldn't get all my employees that work in the inner city of Minneapolis. They couldn't get to their jobs that day, or they were late, very late. That we couldn't get supplies that came from north of Minneapolis that day. It's very kind of a famous time in Minnesota. We're going, what are they doing? It was like none of us could even believe it, that the police were allowing this to happen. And so as we all know, it's just got worse. Then comes the summer of 2020, where they burned down all the buildings and they just let, oh, go ahead and burn down the precinct. Burn that down. Go against law enforcement. They're certainly not going to, everything was blocked off, kind of like it is now. What's going on right now, everybody, is, as you see, they pulled back on, pulled back on ICE, so to speak. You guys have all heard that. Maybe you haven't with everything else going on. But you've just drawn, everyone goes, well, Mike, that's retreating. It looks like the president, that they're retreating. And all you got to do is protest and you can get your way. You guys, I'm telling you, that was needed because we're early enough before the election. That has to, what's going on in Minneapolis right now, and I'm going to tell you in a minute, that has to die down some. Because we have to get back to the fraud. If they keep using this, they will use this for a cover up for the biggest crime. It's not just going to be Minnesota. You're going to see it goes out everywhere. These welfare programs that not just the Somalians, but a lot of others that came here, some legally, some illegally. They don't love our country, and just to steal from us. And they so this. Being said, that kind of withdrawal is we got to get back, and we're pushing. Let's get back on focusing on getting Tim Walz, Ilhan Omar, get these people in jail, get these people, whoever committed these crimes, get them charged. If they're illegally here, get them out. What's going on in Minneapolis right now, everybody, is the protesters. Okay, we're going to go take you back a couple weeks. So I was downtown Minneapolis. People, the protesters were out. This wasn't even with ICE. They're out there. They broke over 100 windows in cars. These are residents that are downtown Minneapolis. These are our residents, the people that live there. These people that are bussed in and stuff to protest. which most of them are. And, you know, I call my friends downtown where I used to live down there and spend my time. And they're going, this is terrible. The protesters, you guys, are stopping them in the streets, okay, blocking off streets, and they make them show IDs to prove they live in the neighborhood. You can't make this up, right? You cannot make this up. They're checking illegally, blocking the roads off, checking our citizens that live downtown. By the way, most of the citizens are Black, Hispanic. You don't see them out there protesting. You're seeing all this Antifa, these white women that are out there that they they're on the left. I mean, it's bizarre what you're seeing downtown Minneapolis. Now, I'm going to tell you, and now I'm going to do a couple solutions to, or maybe I'm going to save the solutions for a minute. But and how did Minneapolis get here? You know, it got here by the politicians that let this go on, these stuff go on. Let's start with, I'm going to talk about Tim Walz, who, you know, has backed out of running for governor. But what he did during the China virus, in Minnesota here, we had to, when we went into lockdown for Thanksgiving, we were only given, I believe it was 10 people could be in your house. And if you weren't in your house at Thanksgiving, they'd go by and you could be forced into your house. Get back in your house. Get back in your house. Now, but also if you had more than 10, could have been 12, but let's use 10. The neighbors could turn you in if you had more than 10 in your house for Thanksgiving, and you would get 90 days in jail. That was what they were saying you would get. So you had this whistleblower program. Now, at Christmas, old Tim said, you know what? You get a couple more. We'll give you 12. It was disgusting. We had to eat out in snowbanks. Whoever's plate didn't melt the plastics. If you went to restaurants, whoever, you know, you put you're outside in the snow and the cold, what they did then. And he did another thing too, tried to close the Christian churches, but yet let's keep the mosque open and the call to Allah, whatever it is, downtown Minneapolis, off all the buildings down there. Where the Somalians have all took over that section of Minneapolis, and it was, he also let a his other stuff he did, but with that being said, and then even I'll give you another one, everybody. Before I knew masks didn't work, my pillow had all these masks, if you remember, millions of dollars worth, and Walz had put out a thing saying, hey. The state needs masks. So my pillow was going to donate them. And he said, no, Mike Lindell, you can't donate them until after the 2020 election because you're too branded with Donald Trump. Disgusting. I said, you're using that so you're not going to help our citizens? And, you know, this is what was said to me now. And then he said, then they finally gave in at the governor's office because I don't let up, everybody. I fight. And I'm going, no, these people need these. And I'm going to go public with this and tell them what you're trying to do. And finally they said, well, if you come with the MyPillow truck, no media can be there. They have to be a block away. You know, so anyway, that was just the things that was going on back then with Walz. So we've had many, many go-rounds. And, of course, now he's not running because he's caught up in the fraud. Now, remember, everybody, these billions of dollars of these programs, of these welfare programs, I'll call them all. I don't care if it's learning centers, food during the pandemic, Uber or drivers, like these non-emergency drive things now where you see the cars are parked and they take people and a non-emergency, the car hasn't moved and they just make people up. This has all happened here in Minnesota. And so I look back, let's just start with Tim Walz. You know, either you didn't know, and Keith Ellison, Elon Omar, all of them, either you were the worst governor and CEO because you didn't even bother and check on any of this stuff, like Ellison, you know, when you're supposed to. That's just incompetence. You should be fired for that. But more importantly, I think they were all in on it. You know, we hope that gets found out. And then we say to ourselves, you know, how do we solve this, Mike? You're coming in to be governor. And by the way, I'll say it again, you guys, it's MikeLindellGov.com. I'm going to use this time. I am going all in right now. And we I was just down at Mar-a-Lago about 2 weeks ago because I can raise money nationally so that we can win this up in Minnesota. And I want to say, you know, all the, I just throw out one little fact. You talk about getting rid of the illegals. In Minnesota, you guys, here's a stat. I think it's like, let's say it's 900. I believe it could be over 1,000 illegals are in our prisons here in Minnesota that have committed felonies, rape, murder, whatever it is. They're felons, right? And they're in our prisons. This isn't the jails. It's our prisons. We pay, as Minnesota taxpayers, $85,000, 80 to 85. Some say 80, some say 85. But $85,000 a year per inmate. So if you cooperated with our federal government and said, hey, you know what? Here's some low-hanging fruit. Take all these ones we're housing in our prisons and ship them back where they came from. We save $110 million. $110 million. This is a common sense, easy solution. I don't think anybody would argue with that. Why would anybody argue with that? You're saving $110 million. Here would be the argument. Let's go over here. Here would be one argument. Well, what's going to happen when they get to their countries? Do they just get to run free for the crime they committed? No. There's agreements that are already made with these countries that they have to spend the time in their own country, in their own prisons. Those agreements are already in place, everybody. This is investigations that I have done personally to vet these things that don't make sense. Then you go down to the county jail levels and the jail levels. You got all these people in there, you know, that you're investigating, but they're in there for maybe a smaller crime, but you know they're illegal. Here you go. Take these too. Ship them back. And this is where we're at. And I'll tell you, the first day I'm governor, all that's getting addressed. We're also going to, like I said, ban Sharia law. Our governor... You guys want to know how bad it's out? I was seeing the stuff, the footage Alex was talking about with the in Texas with all the mosques and stuff going on, and the Islam and what they're doing, blocking the streets and stuff. Well, in Minnesota, I mean, this is a spiritual battle of evil and good, everybody. In Minnesota, in our capital, Tim Walz let the Satanists put a statue in there. And he got an award for it. And I don't know where the statue's at now, somewhere in the building, but he got an award for it. Another thing, that's the satanic statue from the Satanists. And you know what he said? We have to be fair. Fair to who? Fair to the devil? This is bizarre. Fair to the devil? I'm sorry. This is the one thing we're not going to be fair to is the devil. All right? And... you can take, you know, freedom of religion, whatever that is, whatever. It has to match our Constitution. If you got Satanists out there and they're sacrificing, doing this crazy stuff, of course that's against the Constitution. You know, we've got to ban Sharia law, but we'll come back. I guess we're going to break, everybody. I want to tell you what I'm going to be doing running for governor of Minnesota when we come back.
Every guest I have had in studio in the last 6 months, I've given our medical grade USP methylene Bluetooth. I don't even tell them what it's going to do. I just say, here, take this, see what happens. Within 15 to 30 minutes, every guest says they've gotten energy like they've never experienced. Clarity, focus. It's like a fog has lifted. Their critical thinking goes to the next level. And that's what the science shows it does in our cells. It's not a stimulant, but it has that effect because it electrochemically turns up the literal electrochemical electricity in the body. And so he was here a few months ago, didn't know what it was, know me for a long time, said sure he'll take it. He heard Kennedy talk about it, RFK Jr. He took it, and it was so game-changing. And the last few months, he ran out of the bottle I gave him, so he wanted more. And the first thing he wanted was to take some more before we even went live on air. That's how amazing this is. You want to do the plug, and I appreciate this.
I do. I came in.
Because you came in saying, I want more methylene blue. And then I looked over when you went on the air, you'd already slurped some down. Your mouth was blue. I said, you're Papa Smurf. So, Patrick Byrne.
How much is the correct amount to put in? About that much?
Yeah, I mean, Kennedy does three droppers. This is really strong.
You gave me some last time. I think you gave it on air. You totally feel the difference. I used the bottle. father gave me. It's great. It totally makes it, you can feel it. It just keeps your energy level up and plateaued without bonks. So I love it. I used the bottle you gave me, and I came back to Austin just to pick up this pump.
Well, you can always get it at thealexjonesshow.com. It will certainly give you all you want. We also have the capsules, but we have the strongest medical grade. It's super good for you. It cleans out your mitochondria. Most people get instant energy, like 99% of people, but it's the workout. It's what it does for your skin, your libido. So you've been on it a few months.
I just had that one bottle, but...
And you're saying no letdown. That's the best part. It's not an amphetamine. It's not a speed, but it feels like that.
I see RFKs on it. Yeah. I just used up that bottle, and so for a couple of weeks, I had this great energy, but it's not speed. It's not caffeine. It's nothing like that. It's doing something else for you. So I really...
Well, it skips three levels of the oxygenation process in the cells. It's just next level. It's incredible. And they've suppressed it. And my medical doctor 6 years ago said, get on it. And I said, get USP grade. It didn't do anything. And then our sponsor got this super strong one. I'm like, oh, let me try it. Whoa. I mean, it funds the operation, folks. But I'm telling you, if you haven't gotten our USP grade, real USP grade, ultramethylene blue, thealexjonesshow.com, you are missing out. It is so good for you. 99% of people, it's more than that. Like, it was like 400 people, maybe two or three didn't feel it. Some get totally freaked out that they're going crazy. So talk to your physician first. Take a very low dose the first time. You can't take it if you're on SSRIs and other things. It is amazing. TheAlexJonesShow.com. So,
yeah, it's not psychosomatic. It's not psycho. You feel it. You feel it.
Well, I didn't tell you what you were going to feel. How fast did it kick in, and what did you feel?
I felt it by the time, the end of the show. By the time I got, the last time I was here, I felt it probably by the end of the show or by the time I got my car. You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus. It's probably like why you are as intense as you are, Alex.
It's made me more intense. Well, I was taking full doses at first and then working out so hard that, you know, I had to go.
You look jacked.
Well, I've cut back. The point is, I only take it every 3 days now because... It's crazy. Everything we sell, I want is working and is good. That's what I want. I mean, I'd be like a restaurant. I'm going to serve dog to people. They're not going to come back. But I mean, this thing is the most dramatic, quick acting, and it's good for you. It's just insane. And if I could just get a few more percentage of the audience to buy it, all our problems would be solved. Patrick Byrne was totally blown away by it, as every other guest we've given it to has been blown away.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hello, everybody, and I'm filling in today for Alex, and what an honor, and two of the most attacked guys in the history of our country, and I wanted to get on here and quick tell you about MyPillow. I just seen that coming up there. MyPillow, if you go to MyPillow.com/Alex, I want to quick tell you about a new product. I've had it for quite a while. I've been taking it, and this is our Rev 7. It's like an energy drink, but no caffeine. No sugar. It gets a mental clarity. It's got patented GOP ketones, Go PHB ketones. These are patented. It's what your body needs. So you're taking out bad stuff and putting in good stuff. All the bars came in. I eat the bars. You have the shots and the energy drink. You guys check it out. If you buy today, anything from MyPillow.com, we'll send you a three trial pack, three cans of the Rev 7. You guys will love it. But remember, today, while I'm doing the show, and we'll do it throughout the rest of the day, free shipping on your entire order. I'll give the phone number of you guys one more time here. It's 800-675-4614. My employees, it's English-speaking. They're downstairs. They love taking your calls. You guys are one of the biggest reasons we're still standing at MyPillow. Promo code Alex, everybody. So now I want to talk about... Everyone said, well, Mike Lindell, you're running for governor of Minnesota. Doesn't that seem like an impossibility? Because now they've moved They moved Waltz, who's corrupt Waltz, out. They're moving Amy Klobuchar in, who's been around for two decades. You guys, I will win this. I need your help. It's MikeLindellGov.com. MikeLindellGov.com. We are hitting the ground running. We have the GOP going on with all the Republicans that are running. There was 12 of us, I guess, and now there's maybe down to six or so. But that's to get their endorsement. I'm going right at Amy Klobuchar. I don't think, you know, you got to get a different input to get a different output. In Minnesota, you have Lisa Daymuth. She's been Speaker of the House here for a couple years for the Republicans. And you know what? All this fraud happened under all these guys' watches. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. What happened here in Minnesota is disgusting. Where was you raising your hand going, hey, we got problems. We got problems. Well, I got a big mouth. People are going to know about it when I'm governor, I'll tell you. We're going to call people out just like I did the last 5 years. I'm going to tell you the other thing, too, is there was 250,000 people that voted for Donald Trump in 2020 that didn't even bother to vote in 2022. Okay. That's a 250,000 people here. And I'll tell you what, if I got to go door to door, we're going to wake them people up. This is the most important midterm election. Actually, it's the most important election now in history because each one is subsequent of the last one. I've often said the 2020 election is the most important election in history and will always be. And how can I say that? Because if we didn't have the 2020 election, everybody, we wouldn't have, nothing would have been revealed. Can you imagine if they wouldn't have set those algorithms wrong? They had to originally predict before they stole everything with the computers and the machines. Yes, I can say that now. When they did this back in 2020, remember, let's bring us back. Why don't we? In 2020, in November 2020, the night of the election, when Donald Trump was going to win hands down all the swing states. Well, I was actually at Trump Hotel in Washington D.C. that night, and I'm going, wow, thank you God. Then things all changed. Well, when you use computers, you have to set your baseline of what you're going to. Of how many you think Donald Trump would get. And they predicted he would only get maybe 68 million at the most. Well, actually, he got upwards of 80 million. So imagine, everybody, when you skim a casino, you have to take from everything. Back when the mafia used to do this, you got to take from the food, the craps table, maybe this machine over here. You got to do it because everything is relevant. They're all relevant. All the numbers are relevant. You can't, if you just took from one game, it would stand out like a sore thumb with a big deviation, okay? Well, because they predicted wrong, if they hadn't predicted wrong in 2020, it would have went something like this, okay? We'd have all went to bed at 2 in the morning, sad, because Donald Trump would have lost. Okay, they would have took enough, stole the election. Everything would have been uncounted like a normal election. And they'd have said, yep, the winner is Biden. And we would have all looked around and said, well, did we do it ourselves? We took God out of our schools. A nation had turned its back on God. And everybody likes transvestites and trans in schools and men and women sports and all this stuff. But that was a big lie. Nobody likes that. That's a 98.2, if that, maybe a 99.1. But they were. This is what they convinced us. But because they predicted wrong, they had to stop everything. They had to stop everything in all those states, Georgia, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Wisconsin, Arizona, all of them stopped in the sand at the same time. Well, that's weird. Then they started throwing out lies. Oh, the pipes broke in Georgia, in Michigan, 106,000 votes came down for Biden in the middle of the night. Well, and they would say, well, how can that be? And only 3,000 for Donald Trump. Well, those were the mail-in votes. Well, no, they weren't. The mail-in votes in Michigan were counted on the morning of the 3rd, not in the middle of the night on the 4th. So as you're seeing, though, with all that that came out, what that did is that opened up the onion. It opened up to people doubting the election, doubting, and doubt was put in. And as they tried to cover up the biggest crime the world had ever seen. Let's take the United States without firing a shot. That's what they're doing. Remember, everybody, 132 countries have banned electronic voting machines. Over 100 countries have banned early voting and mail-in voting. We were set. The last country they stole was Brazil. The last country that freed themselves was Argentina when they banned the voting machines, okay? As you see, I'm not backing off on this, all right? But it's all coming to fruition. Look at Georgia, all the information now that I turned in. I turned all this stuff into the White House back in February of last year. That everything that my team's on the ground, 300,000 strong with the cause of America, went out for 4 years. And we did events and we did everything we could, cyber symposiums and movies and put out stuff and showing people, hey, this happened in your backyard. It happened everywhere. We have to secure our elections. Okay. But in the meantime, and what we have now, by the way, everybody, this is where I formed Lindell TV back then. As they kept attacking. So you guys can check that out. Lindell TV. We're the only ones that have someone correspondent at the White House, the Capitol, and the Pentagon. So we have reporters there, Rudy Giuliani, the great mayor. He's working over at Lindell TV there, Eric Metaxa, Emerald Robinson, myself, all of us over there. And that's, we're publicly traded now, MLMC. Mike Lindell Media Corp. But this stuff was all built over the last 5 years where none of us would give up. Alex didn't give up. You guys watching, we didn't give up. And I've told our president many times, I said, sir, if you would have been put in back then, like on January 6th or December 14th with the Supreme Court, remember how devastated we all were back then? We're going, no, this, how can this be? We know the election's stolen. Please, God, we're all praying. Well, God had different plans because I'll tell you, the president even said it himself the other day, if he would have been put back in, we would have lost our country forever, period. Because so much had to unfold, so much had to be revealed over these last 5 years, and it's still getting revealed. Like the evil we talked about earlier in the show, all this takeover of the takeover we have in our country, that we've got to stop Sharia law from coming in and taking over our constitution but I don't want to use up all the time on that. You all know the story. I've never stopped with this fraud. Well, let me tell you about running for governor now in Minnesota. So I'm up against Amy Klobuchar, and if y'all don't know her, she's been around for 2 decades. Now, Amy Klobuchar, everybody, in 2018, she led the Democrats. She led the Democrats saying, hey, we've got to get rid of the voting machines, and she even named them. She named ESNS, Dominion, Smartmatic, Hart. She named them and said they got to go. Amy and I agreed. It was a historical agreement. I agree with Amy Klobuchar. Voting machines got to go. But then everything changed. As you see on the charts here, let's just see. What did Mike Lindell do from that point on? Mike Lindell, I spent $40 to $50 million to try and save our country and get rid of these machines. You never quit selling the alarm to get to paper ballots hand counted. Amy, on the other hand, and fighting fraud. Amy, on the other hand, she goes out to Washington and gets what? I don't know, $20 billion with a B, brought in of federal money into Minnesota, only to be taken and stolen and sent back to other countries. Well, I don't know, everybody, but a CEO, that's not a good steward of your money. I mean, Amy, you were watching too. You were part of that too, Amy. You were watching that, but you didn't say anything. You let it happen. You were complacent. You were okay with it. And you know what? If you're getting that money and putting all these things in as a senator here in Minnesota, and the first word you had, you follow the money, Amy. That, you know, people, for me, what I've been doing, you know, diving into the fraud with everything I had, let's just talk about the fraud in Minnesota, everybody. The fraud, if you take the fraud out, okay, now you're left with what? You're left with these welfare programs, everybody. that with these welfare programs, you better look into them to see what works. Are they worth it? Do you get a good return on your investment? At MyPillow, there's different departments all over the place. I make sure that, hey, I check on each one of them every day. I don't just leave, well, I'm going to work on this one first and do this one first. They asked me the other day at one of our governor debates, they said, what's going to be the first thing you would do when you're governor? I said, all of it. All of it. Well, first of all, I'm going to fire a lot of commissioners. They're going to get fired on day one. And you set a great team of leaders and you hold them all accountable every day. You don't wait for third quarter and go, hey, we're missing $18 billion, Ralph. You know, what do we do here? But anyway, with these welfare programs, so you vet them. Now, what's Amy been doing, or what was Amy been doing all along? She hasn't been doing anything for Minnesota. It's same old, same old, same old. Let me tell you what I've done with these programs for the last 17 years. Okay, when I came out of addiction, crack cocaine addiction and other addictions, in January 16, 2009, I thought my whole calling was going to be going out to churches, evangelizing, and getting people off addiction and getting them to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Now, I spent millions of dollars, if you guys can even go back that far, even MyPillow did. Boy, there were people in need, hurricane victims. MyPillow puts in millions of dollars worth of pillows and blankets, or it would be all over the news. Or you know, Mike Lindell had put in $3 million for Awaken the Dawn this area, whatever it would be. I poured millions of dollars into these programs. It was actually to set up a new system for these programs, okay? And what this is, here's the prototype, everybody. And to this day, it was called the Lindell Foundation. By the way, Keith Ellison here in Minnesota, our attorney general, is coming after me every day to shut that down and shut down my Lindell Recovery Network. That's how evil they are. They don't want me running for governor, but they certainly don't want me getting people off addiction and homeless and getting people to Jesus. But anyway, here's what it does, everybody. So we tested it in Detroit. People that have money want to help. Most people do. Millionaires, billionaires, they want to help, but they're very partial to what they want to help. Okay? So imagine what I had set up was like a big give, send, go. Here's the vetted need. You make sure that this program, whatever it is, that it's vetted, that it's a real need. And then we had 100% of the money going to the need from the private sector. Okay. Now, I was the government. I covered all other expenses. So around this amazing platform was my money as the government. We tested this in Detroit. You guys, we saved over 40% by using private sector money. So now imagine in Minnesota, I put these programs in, vet the programs. Are they really needed? Do they have an end? Are you just enabling? Well, you know, where does this go here? And then you save not only the fraud, but you save 40%. And I want to say, because those are the forgotten ones, the ones that needed this money, that the money, maybe there's some of these programs that were good where these people never got it. Not that we were all frauded out of the money, but the people that it was intended for never got it. Those are the real people in downtown Minneapolis and St. Paul that I worked with and Rochester, Minnesota, that I've been working in these cities for 17 years with your teen challenges and your Salvation Armies. That's what I've been doing. Amy, I don't know what you've been doing, but we've got this has to change. Now, I want to tell you guys, another program. I'm probably, you know what? If one of the other candidates takes these ideas from me, so what? It doesn't matter. I want to help people, okay? But here's the other thing. Ben Carson, everybody, the great Ben Carson, him and I were talking yesterday, and he's endorsing me as governor of Minnesota. He said he was, and we've become great friends. But one of the things we talked about was a program back when he had HUD, when he was secretary of HUD, and he him and I back then, we had a conversation, and I said, you know, so many of these programs that are out there and charities and foundations, and they go, a dollar comes in, you donate a dollar, and a dime comes out to actually goes to the need. And then Ben looked at me and he goes, Mike, with the government, a dollar comes in and a nickel comes out, but you can't find the nickel. We were talking about these kind of programs. But Ben set up, worked with our president, our great president, and actually with the first prototype was going to be in L.A., and even L.A. mayor and the governor of California agreed this was going to be an amazing program, which I'm going to be using now in Minneapolis once I be governor. But here's what it is, everybody. When you have people in the streets, you basically have three kinds of people. You have people that are in addiction, people that are homeless, that need jobs, and then you have a third sector, which is people that have mental issues. Now, back in the early 1970s, in the movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, it was about mental institutions, all these horrible things they were doing to the people, to the inmates there, or to the clients, so to speak. Geraldo then did a show about that in New York, and he actually investigated some. Sure enough, they were doing these bad things. So everyone said, let's send them all home and close down these institutions, which they did, but those people didn't go home. 3 million people hit the streets of the United States. Now they say it could be up to 20 to 30 million people that need mental help in the streets. Now, our great president, 3 weeks ago, everybody, he made a comment and he said, you know what, we have to bring back the mental institutions because now we have new technology, everybody. We have real help for these people. Well, here's what that program is, and I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do in Minneapolis, so explain the program. When I get in as governor, you sweep the streets and you put a federal encampment up wherever that is. You set up in federal ground, whether you got to put up tent city or whatever you have or some buildings. Minneapolis is pretty empty right now. You could probably use a lot of those buildings down there for this. And you bring these people in, and it's basically you're sorting. So you're taking the first group, which is the people in addiction. And those are the easiest ones because you have teen challenges, Salvation Armies, Union Gospels. You have faith-based treatment centers all over this country. You subsidize them with no strings attached. You don't tell them you got to take God out of the treatment because that's what works. And they have the capabilities to take these people and get them the help they need in addiction. I know it's my wheelhouse. It's a success rate of 80 to 85% versus secular treatment. But you don't pull the crap Minnesota did, what they did with Teen Challenge, when Teen Challenge said, hey, we need help with our program. And they said, okay, we'll give you money, but you can't talk about God. How disgusting. Well, there was your success. But anyway, that aside. So you get your addicts. All the addicts were taken care of. They'll have new lives. They're off the streets. Now you take the people that have the mental problems and you bring those mental institutions back immediately. They've got to get the help they need for all their disorders they have. And now you have a third group. And that group, they just don't have jobs. For a lot of them, it's a way of life now, but they want to work. They need jobs. You know who's I'm going to use there? Rudy Giuliani, the mayor, cleaned up New York. And he took all the homeless and he gave them jobs. You know what they did? Cleaned up New York. It was beautiful. So I've been working with him and Ben. This program will be amazing. I just wanted to tell you about it. This is just one thing I'm going to do as governor. Now, how else do we bring, why else aren't people downtown Minneapolis? They had a thing in Portland the other day, you guys. This lady's walking down the streets of Portland. She goes, we have the safest city in the world now because nobody's downtown Portland. Okay. This is what all our big cities are going to end up being like if we don't do something now. Not just, so you've got to bring back the police, bring back law, enforce your protests, your laws. There's nothing wrong with protests, but you got to follow the law. You can't break laws protesting. You bring bring back law enforcement, you follow the law. Then you do another thing, everybody, and this is what I'll tell you. If you're a state out there and you're a governor, this is what you should do in your state. We need to get rid of sales tax at the brick and mortar level. And we need, because right now everybody's buying off Amazon and MyPillow. By the way, use promo code Alex. You're buying online and at the brick and mortar level in small business, you're down here and you're paying real estate, you're paying all these taxes. We've got to make it level that teeter totter and let people come in, give people an incentive to go frequent these stores again in our malls. You know, Minnesota had the first mall in the United States, and it was empty the other day. I'm watching it, and we have the biggest mall in the United States. We can't let our brick and mortar go with everybody at home ordering off their phones. So you guys, we need to save that industry. That would be no sales tax. But I'm going to do the last 2.5 minutes. You guys, I could talk forever on what I'm going to do as governor of Minnesota. I do need your help, MikeLindellGov.com. Please donate, donate, donate. I'm going to work every day, 18 hours a day, to beat Amy Klobuchar and help save Minnesota and save our country. Remember, I haven't stopped on all the election fraud either. We are going to get to the greatest elections this country's ever seen. I work with the president all the time on that. You guys, just please help out. If you don't have anything to help out, just tell your friends, whatever. Tell anyone you can. MikeLindellGov.com. And then I want to tell you, I'm going to end up with this because this helps. All of you have helped MyPillow. I couldn't do this if MyPillow, and all I've done the last 2 years that I've been trying to keep MyPillow afloat because it's been attack after attack after attack. Which I told the media the other day, they go, Mike, you know, my pillow's in bad shape. You know, what are you going to do to our state? No, my pillow's in amazing shape because of all of you, the grace of God, and the leadership we went through and guided this through the storm. So we're giving back to you today. You guys go to mypillow.com/Alex. Free shipping on anything you buy today. I don't, if it's a big ticket items, if you want to get one of our Made in the USA mattresses, best mattress ever delivered right to your front door. Our mattress toppers, $99.98, as low as our Giza Dream Sheets, the flagship products you love that actually work. 6-piece towel sets, all the colors just came in, $34.98. But the pillow that made us, we've sold over 85 million, $14.98, you guys. Everything ships for free with promo code Alex. You guys, and try out our new product, the Rev 7 Energy Drink, the bars, the health bars, and the shots. I take them every day. It's a mental clarity you can't imagine. You don't get the up and downs and the crashes because no caffeine, no sugar. And I'm going to give you that number one more time. Here, if you call in, you're going to call 1-800-675-4614. You're going to get someone that speaks English. At MyPillow, we have careers, not jobs. We keep our employees. We're like one big family. You guys have been a part of the family. I can't thank you all enough. I can't thank Alex enough. Alex, thank you. God bless you for letting me host the show. And we'll talk to you soon. Thank you all. God bless.
I'm jacked up on the meth lane. Blue is the best thing you guys have ever had.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures about it, and I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it, I started taking it, and boy, let me tell you something, what a blessing.
I do subscribe to the Methylene Blue. I feel better. I feel like I'm 25.
Like you said, I've been taking the Methylene Blue, and it is freaking awesome. I actually subscribe monthly now to it, and I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now.
I must say that it does a damn good job.
Let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane. I take one pill a day of the ivermectin with the Methylene Blue. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at theologyoutstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.